So in high school, my favorite period happened to be... No! Jim! Thank you, Becca. That's it, because we got that Strongsville mind. Is it class? Is it a class? Like, it's still a class. Like, whatever. That's a period. I mean, you know what I meant, though, cut. I don't remember. But my gym teacher, every single week, the reason why I loved it was because of my gym teacher. Every single week, we always played dodgeball. Some of you, when you hear the word dodgeball, you're like, oh, my gosh, those are bad memories. When I hear dodgeball, I run into the corner and I play on my phone. I don't want to play dodgeball. Right? Some of you got some bad memories of dodgeball. But me, I was in that thing slanging. Man, I'll never forget, man. I love playing dodgeball. But I love the concept of dodgeball, right? Right? The goal is to dodge the ball. Yes, it is. The goal is to dodge the ball. Don't get hit by the ball. Thank you. And also get everybody else. But anyway. But what I loved about the game was preventing me trying not to get hit by the ball. And the goal is, of course, to prevent yourself from being hit by the ball. And you know, when I think about that concept, I compare dodgeball a lot to life. Because sometimes I wish life was sort of like dodgeball, where you can avoid some of the hits, where you can avoid some of the blows. Because here's the thing, maybe you're like me, you don't like going through pain. You don't like being hit. Because here's the thing, as a society, we are actually a caution society. Like, before you cross the road, you look both ways, right? You make sure nobody's coming and you're good to go. Before you drive, you should do this, all of you who have your license. You put on your seatbelt, because we are people who like to avoid pain. At the end of the day, we are people who like to avoid pain. We would try to do anything and everything we can do to avoid the things that make us uncomfortable, and that's typically pain. But here's the thing. We don't always get that leisure in life, do we? We don't always get that fair deal in our lives when it comes to avoiding pain. Because here's the thing, how we deal with painful moments, and it comes in different layers. All of us have been through pain. All of us have had moments that have happened to us. When it comes to pain, how you deal with it matters. How you deal with it matters, because it determines almost everything. It determines your future, and dang, it determines your present, even at the moment that you're experiencing it. It determines who you're going to become. How you deal with pain, it matters. See, a lot of us, when we go through painful moments, I think the first thing that we do is to try to get rid of the pain, right? And we do that by, number one, a lot of us try to, how could I say, a lot of us try to make sense of our pain. Why am I going through this? Why did this happen? Did I do something wrong? Where is this all coming from? What went wrong? What could have I avoided in my life to prevent what I'm in right now? A lot of us try to make sense of it. Or, number two, a lot of us try to cope with it. But let's be honest, when we cope with it, we don't deal with it the best way, right? See, a lot of us think that coping it is ignoring it, or making yourself really busy by sports and by academics and by friends. But at the end of the day, you got to come home to the same issues, to the same drama, to the same struggles, to the same problem. All you really did was just cover it. You know, we're really good at covering our issues. We're really good at covering our issues. We're really good at telling people, yeah, everything's good, everything's fine. But while you're covering up everything that's leaving you up all night, you're covering up the thing that is keeping you and your parents in constant tension, fighting and bickering every single day, because you can't make sense and you can't cope with that pain and that loss that you've experienced. Here's the thing. Today we're going to talk about losses. There's a couple stages of pain, and one of the stages of pain is losses. Because we've all experienced a loss, haven't we? We've all experienced a loss of something, or better yet, someone. I remember one of the things that pains me the most was when I lost my relationship with my father. See, at one point we were twins. Like, we went everywhere together. We were best friends. I put him on this pedestal. I mean, he was my everything. I mean, he was my dad, for goodness sakes. But then something shifted and something changed. And I don't know what happened, but the relationship that I had then, I don't have that now. And that loss and that emptiness and that space that I'm trying to fill, it's still a space and I don't know what to do with it. And that's a pain that I have to deal with it because I lost a relationship. Pain and loss become so unbearable because what we lose, we value the things and what we lose. And that's the reason why it hurts so much, right? Like, for instance, we value possessions. Like, when my parents, when my dad lost his job, I remember our house was at stake. Like, we couldn't pay the bills. And my house wasn't anything beautiful or anything great or anything like that. But it was my home. But we were at stake of losing that. All of that was going to be taken from us. We were going to lose everything that we loved. And maybe you've had that opportunity, that moment happen to you as well. Maybe if you lost opportunity. You ever try to work for something that you wanted so bad and it was taken from you? You wanted it so bad. I wanted to get this scholarship to the school that I thought that I just deserved. I worked so hard. I showed up. I had the best attitude. I did everything that I was supposed to do. I did everything that I needed to do. And it was right at my fingertips. It was right there. But it was taken from me. And it broke me. And it destroyed me. The loss of opportunity hurts. The loss of people hurt too. Some people have left you. Some people have left you because they've moved far away to another state or to another city. Some people just moved on, right? Because that's just life. People moved on. The relationship went south. Things happened. And next you know, you lost the thing that you once loved and the thing you once valued. We've all been through breakups, right? We've all had to lose a little bit of something when it comes to harsh and hard breakups. Or maybe you've lost the same thing that I've lost, a connection with your family. And you so badly want that relationship, but it's so far from you. You so badly want to be close to your dad. So badly want to be close to your mom. You want to be close to your siblings. But that thing that you want seems so far away. And you dread the loss. This is where it really gets hard. A lot of us have lost loved ones to death. You've seen people taken right under us. Some people died from suicide. People died from some addiction, illness, whatever it may be. The pain of that hurts. And dealing with that hurts. And trying to work your way through that, you don't know which way to really go. I know this, that the extreme losses that you and I face is the reason why it leads to a lot of loneliness and a lot of depression. Did you know this? A psychiatrist came up to me. She was like, did you know the counseling psychiatrist business, like the whole deal, it's like booming. Like it's booming. Everybody is seeing a counselor. Everybody is seeing a therapist. Everybody is reaching out because they're trying to figure out the thing that was taken out from underneath them. The thing that was hurting them so bad. Because great losses sometimes leads to destructive paths. A lot of the reasons why you do what you do is because of the things that happen to you. And here's the thing. Losses hurt. When you lose something or when you lose someone, it hurts. But I think the worst losses are when you lose yourself. I don't think the real pain or the real tragedy is not in when you lose it, but catch this, but when you lose you, it's when you're lost. You have no way of coping, and you have no way of dealing. See, that's what we want to try to do today, friends. We want to try to understand how to deal with the losses that we're going to happen in our lives or the ones that we're currently in right now. Because sometimes when we lose things, when we lose people, a piece of us goes with it. A piece of us goes with them. A piece of us goes with that relationship that we once had. And we all face losses. And trying to deal with them, we try to understand them so much in our lives. But I believe this. that in this series, if we pay attention and we cling and we connect to the truth and to what's real, I believe our best way of navigating through pain, of navigating through the loss, of navigating through everything that we're going to talk about for the next several weeks, I believe the best way to navigate through pain is to understand Jesus more and more in our lives. Because when I know him more, I understand life a little bit more. When I know him a little bit better, I understand life a little bit different. And again, it may not take the pain away, but I know the one who can get me through the pain anyway. It might not take the loss. It might not bring it back. It might not make things back to normal, but that's okay. But as long as I cling to the one who is in control, that's the only thing that I can do. But I want to take it a little bit different route today. I don't want to just make you feel good by giving you these really warm points. I want to help you understand why pain happens. That's what I want to try to do today, is to help you understand why we go through losses. But in Christ, we don't let the losses determine our well-being. We aren't defined by our losses. Rather, we are refined by our losses. Because sometimes great losses introduces great gains. You hear that? Sometimes great losses can introduce great gains. Because here's the thing. Life doesn't end by what you lose. Life's not over because you lost it. Because that relationship is over. Because that person is gone. Life is not determined by what you lose. But actually, in Jesus, they are actually a place where life begins. I believe life begins with our losses. I believe life begins when we encounter the great losses in our lives. I believe that's where the end of me is the beginning of him. It's when he can guide me and to push me in the great pain that I get myself into. Because sometimes the greatest way to understand pain is to continue to understand him. That's the only way we can do this. Not another appointment with your psychiatrist. Another appointment with your counselor. I'm not trying to say you can't do that. Believe me, I do that myself. But what I'm saying is we understand pain by understanding him a little bit more. I want to focus in on this time where Jesus was here and it was encountering this great moment of this great loss that was happening. There was these three people I want to introduce you to: Martha, Mary, and this guy by the name of Lazarus. This guy Lazarus, some of you might have heard this story before. This guy Lazarus was very, very sick at one point. And Martha and Mary were the sisters of this guy Lazarus, and they had a great relationship with Jesus at one point when he was here on this earth. And when Lazarus got sick, the sisters wanted to do something about this. It picks up in John chapter 11, verse 3. It says this: "So the sisters sent to him," meaning Jesus, "saying, 'Lord, he whom you love is ill.'" Now let's stop right there. Let me put a little bit of context behind this. This illness or this sickness is not just something where he's got a scratchy throat or he's got a stuffy nose or he's got a headache. This guy is on the verge of dying. He's on the verge of losing his life one breath away till everything is over with. And here are these sisters, like you and I. They have a lot of uncertainty. They're scared. They're worried. They don't know what to do. So what do? They go to Jesus, like a lot of us do. That's the half the thing that we tell you to do. Just go to Jesus. And that's what they do. And they send message and they say, "Jesus, your friend, the guy who you're close to," because these guys had a relationship with Jesus, "he's not doing too well. He's about to die. And we need you to do something about it." But look what Jesus says. He says this, verse 4. "But when Jesus heard it, and he said this, 'This illness, this moment, this sickness, your worry, your moment that you're facing right now, this sickness does not end in death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.'" What I love about this verse is that Jesus does, number one, he reassures them. He lets them know, "Listen, I determine how things end." You see that? He says, I determine how things end. Life doesn't end because of the loss. No, no, no. I'm the one who determines how things end. And everything that you're facing right now leads to something greater. See, friends, I want to help you understand that what Jesus is helping us to realize is that the pain that you endure, the losses that you face, the things that you go through, it's pointing to something. That's the reason of the series. Did you get it? The point of pain. Everything that happens to you and me, God himself has motivated it and allowed it to happen because it's pointing to something greater. It's pointing to something bigger. It's pointing to something different. So that loss that you went through, when that person left you and that person is gone or that opportunity is not in your vicinity anymore, Jesus himself is telling us right here, right now, there's a point to it. There's a point to why you went through what you went through or why you're going through what you're going through. Because God's movements are always strategic. God doesn't wake up and be like, whoa, I didn't know 9/11 was happening. No. Everything was pointing to something. Because God's movements are strategic and are not out of impulse. You hear that, friends? See, this series is supposed to help you to understand why we go through pain and what pain represents in our lives. Pain is actually a development of who we eventually become. Pain is actually a development of our faith getting stronger and our faith growing and us being different from it. Now, the way you get through it is either you do it by yourself or you do it with God. Can I say that one more time? It's either that you do it on your own or you trust in God. It's either you say, like, listen, I don't know why this person is going through this and I have to face this. I don't know why they said that. I don't know why I'm going through that. But I know this, at the end of the day, what Jesus points here right now is that everything points to something greater, something different in our lives. Because here's the thing. This family, these sisters were scared. And a lot of you are scared. They're probably wigging out, asking, Jesus, please come help. And if you continue to read the story, it's a long story. I'm going to kind of give a little paraphrase. It's a very long story. Jesus does eventually help him, but he does it his way. He does it his way, not their way. The one thing we got to realize is that when we step back and we let God be God and me be me, that takes the stress and the control off me. Because at the end of the day, God allows great losses to produce greater faith. Because life never ends because of losses. Listen, we may not understand and fully realize God's ways. We may not. But we can always trust his intentions. That's big. That's huge. What is God's intentions? To grow you. To develop you. So you can be a different young lady. So you can be a better man. Because there are kids and there are people that you're going to meet in your life that need you. And in order for them to meet the best you, you got to go through the things that you're currently going through. Because everything points to something. Losses don't define you. Losses redefine you. You hear that? Losses help you to become the person that you were called to be. Listen, the relief from our pain is not God taking it away. It's not God changing it, but rather God changing you. Because the best way that you change is when you're in some great pain. The best way that you change is when you are in some great pain. Because the greatest change happens when great losses happen. So I don't want you to be so stuck on what was. I want you to be stuck on what is going to happen. There was a guy by the name of Chris Singleton. I'll explain the story in just a little bit. He lost his mother, sister, and his grandmother in a span of 1 week, 7 days. Monday, his mother died of cancer. Tuesday, his sister committed suicide. And Saturday, his grandmother died of a heart attack. It's been 1 week. 1 week. And he was trying to understand, he was trying to cope through, and he was trying to realize. And I want to share this quote that he said, and I might butcher it a little bit. He says this: that moment created my movie. And I thought that was so amazing that he said that. He said, that scene created my movie. Because that guy is now a pastor, and he pastors a church over 11,000 people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was that moment. He couldn't understand why. He couldn't understand how. These were the closest people in his life, and they're gone. But you know what he said? That loss helped 11,000 people. You hear that? That loss helped 11,000 people. So friends, I can't tell you what's on God's mind. That's why he's God. If I can understand God, that doesn't make him God. You get that? If I can fully understand God, that doesn't make him God. That makes him one of us. Okay? But I understand this. He always has the right intentions. I know that doesn't take away the hurt and the pain, but it helps you to understand how to get through it. Because no matter how great the loss may be, it will not and cannot outweigh the gain that you will receive. It cannot and will not outweigh the gain that you will receive. We may lose something. We may lose someone. But we will never, ever lose this great love that is from God that he promises forever. So if I can't lose this love, I'm going to cling closer to this love. I may lose Amy. I may lose my family. I may lose my job. I may lose you. But the one thing I can never lose, and the reason why I stand, and the reason why I endure, the reason why I worship, the reason why I pray, is because I can know that I never lose this great love that God has for me. Let me talk to those who've lost some loved ones. In a Christian sense, this is my best way of answering this. Why do people die? Why do people have to die? Why do people die so soon? In a Christian sense, death doesn't mean you died. You've actually just changed locations. You get that? Death, in a Christian sense, we don't actually die. We just change locations. So that loss that you've experienced, they're just in a place that we want to be, that we desire to be. They're actually happier than us. They're actually happier than us. They're actually at the place that I desire to be. The point of loss is so that we can gain more of him. God would never, ever put you in something that you can't handle because he's always with you. God would never put you in something that you can't handle because he's always with you. God may not take away the situation. God may not take away the pain. God may not change the way that it used to be, but he promises you to always get you through it. He promises that he will always get you through it. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, through the death of so-and-so, through my boyfriend leaving me, through my dad leaving us and my mom struggling, through the valley, God will get us through it. Not around it, but through it. God in his infinite wisdom always knows what needs to be done. Here's how I want to close with you guys. You got to understand pain is necessary. Pain is a beautiful thing. It's actually a great thing. It actually helps you, develops you, and makes you into the person God has called you to be. Because there's no greater pain than the one that happened up here. And because of that pain, there's a reason why you stand and sit here today. Because it didn't stop here. It pointed to something, the church. You hear that, friends? It didn't stop on a cross. It didn't stop on a cross. Jesus is not up there anymore. You know that, right? He's not up there anymore. So, friends, I want to encourage you. Losses don't define you. They don't. Losses have its place, and its place is to develop you and to strengthen you. Let me say a prayer.